Good morning, Asbury. Oh, let's try that again. Good morning.
Good morning.
Awesome. Let's stand and worship our Lord and Savior this morning.
This special celebration of our scouting ministry here at Asbury United Methodist Church. I hope you'll take just a moment to look at the screens as we have a few announcements. We have our Faith Family Dinner coming up again this Wednesday evening at 5:45. And immediately following that is going to be our Ash Wednesday service, where we impose the ashes upon your forehead so that you can bear the witness of Christ to the community as you come in repentance and begin the Lenten season. So that's at 6:30. Again, we do have a special welcome to all of our scouts, and we're looking forward to continuing to visit with them today and their families. The Lenten sermon series is going to be Crucial Moments to the Cross, just various points as Jesus made his way to the cross that impacted his life and ours, as we have that testimony of his life and witness. So I hope that you will now turn around and greet one another in the love of Jesus Christ.
Color Guard, advance. Will you please look to the front page of the bulletin for the Pledge of Allegiance to the Christian flag? I pledge allegiance to the Christian flag and to the Savior whose kingdom it stands, one Savior, crucified, risen and coming again, with life and liberty to all who believe. Will you please join me in the Pledge of Allegiance to the American flag? I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Will you please join me in the Scout Oath? On my honor, I will do my best to do my duty to God and my country, to obey the Scout law, to help other people at all times, to keep myself physically strong, mentally awake, and morally straight. Will you please join me in the Scout law? The Scout is trustworthy, loyal, helpful, friendly, courteous, kind, obedient, cheerful, thrifty, brave, clean, and reverent. Will you please join me, if I can find it? Serve my God and my country. I help other people at all times, and to live by the Girl Scout law. You may be seated.
Thank you, Jackson Turner. He's our senior patrol leader. I think the Scouts did a great job. The 12th point of the Scout law is a Scout is reverent. It doesn't say that they have to be United Methodists. So we appreciate many of the families that have come to us today instead of going to their own faith. I'd like to thank Asbury for inviting us. Pastor Mary, we appreciate the chance to be here and kind of show what we're doing. If you come on Tuesday nights, you'll see that the building is pretty much bursting with scouting activities. Chi Dolan is our mainstay and head of our Cub Scout program. She's fortunately recovering from her stroke but was not able to attend today. Hopefully she'll be able to look at the video of the first service, at least later on. Chi is not only Cub Master here, but she's also runs at least several after-school programs at Boys and Girls Clubs and elementary schools. And she was just awarded at the council dinner the Whitney Young Award, which is a national award for helping with rural or inner city underserved youth. So we're really proud of her again for that national award. Our Girl Scout Troop 6349 is doing great. They have multiple ages of scouts in there, so I can see that their program is sustaining and growing. So Sarah Banyan, thank you for that, leading the program. I think you're here somewhere. And our fairly new scoutmaster for Troop 24 is Todd Turner. So he's again over here. Appreciate many of the scouts coming for their second service today. Three of our scouts will be awarded their Eagle Scout badge in the near future. One of them just had his Eagle project at the Arkansas Food Bank Gardens yesterday. And you can remember what kind of weather we had yesterday. We had a bunch of scouts out there for 5 or 6 hours, and they were a little bit wet, but they got the dirt turned over and cleaned up for the spring planting season. The troop is always helping at the Stone Soup Kitchen. We'll be there again the last Sunday in February, help out there. So see us there as well as on Tuesdays. And we also are a big helper with the Hog in the Hill activity. I am told to apologize that we ran out of cobbler. We'll try and have more next time. And we again wanted to thank you. And we do have our next Eagle Scout ceremony will be right here in the sanctuary at Asbury. Andre Edwards, and Andre, I believe you're here. So raise your hand so you're welcome to come to his Eagle Ceremony. This is a big deal for the younger Boy Scouts and the Cub Scouts to see what a mature young man can turn into going through the whole scouting program. And that will be the last Saturday in this month, February 24th at 3 p.m. So certainly you are welcome. And again, thank you for having us here today.
That is so awesome to hear just how much goes on in this place all week long. It's not just for an hour or two on Sunday morning. So know that you are a part of that and helping make that possible. We have a children's moment section now for all our little ones. So anybody who wants to come on up here for some children's moments? It's always a fun time.
Hey, kiddos. Does anybody know what's special this week? What is it?
Valentine's Day.
Yep, and some of you are even wearing red or pink to celebrate. What is it?
And there's another thing this week. It's called Cub Scout Week.
Cub Scout Week. Awesome. Thanks, Cub Scouts and Tigers. Tiger Den? Is that a thing? No? Thanks, Scouts, for joining us today. Okay, so since it's Valentine's Day, I have some chocolates. Who would like one? Oh, everybody would like one. I'm so glad. Uh-oh, but I only have five. Should I pick just a few of you to get one? Yeah, maybe I should just give them to my kids and no one else would get them? Would that be fair? Would that be fair?
No.
No, everybody wants chocolate, right? You already have candy. Yeah, everyone. Guess what? Everyone's going to get some candy. You won't even have to share it. But sometimes when we look forward to holidays, we get really excited about gifts and treats, don't we? Mm-hmm. Have you ever looked forward to something so bad and wanted something so much and not gotten it? Or maybe someone else got it and you didn't? How did that make you feel?
Sad. Upset. Depressed.
Depressed. Strong, Harvard boys. Strong, always. Yeah, sometimes we forget what a holiday's really about, huh? What's Valentine's all about? Love. Yay. Especially at Valentine's, we don't want Valentine's to come and go and not feel loved, right? Right? So are we going to wait for a box of chocolates to make us feel loved? No. Who do you think we might turn to make us feel loved?
God.
Totally, yeah. Our parents, our teachers, our friends, but definitely God. So in 1 John, it's a great book all about love. 1 John chapter 4, verse 16, it says, "And so we know and rely on the love God has for us. God's love never fails." Can y'all say love never fails?
Love never fails.
Can you say it one more time?
Love never fails.
That's a Bible verse, you know, so you just said a Bible verse, and I bet you can remember it all week long. Let's pray together. Dear Lord Jesus, thank you for your love that never fails. I pray for each one of these children that they will know and rely on the love that you have for them. And as we go through the week this week, on Valentine's Day especially, help everybody here in this room today to know and rely on the love that you have for us, whether we get or don't get a Valentine's treat, but hopefully we will. In your name we pray. Amen. Amen.
And as the kids head on to Kids Club, adults, let's stand and continue worshiping.
Whose love is mighty and so much stronger. the King of glory, the King above all kings. Who shakes the whole earth with holy thunder, who leaves us breathless in awe and wonder, the King of glory, the King above all kings. This is amazing grace. This is unfailing love. That you would take my place. That you would bear my cross. You laid down your life. Jesus, I sing for all that you've done for me.
Sing it out.
Who brings our chaos back into order? Who makes the orphan a son and daughter? The King of glory, the King above all kings. With truth and justice, shines like the sun in all of its brilliance. The King of glory, the King above all kings. This is amazing grace. This is unfailing love. Where you would take my place. That you would bear my cross. You laid down your life. That I would be set free. Oh, Jesus, I sing for all that you've done for me. Worthy is the King who conquered the grave.
Sing that together.
Worthy is the Lamb who was slain. Worthy is the King who conquered the grave. Worthy is the Lamb who was slain. Worthy is the King who conquered the grave. Worthy is the Lamb who was slain. Worthy, worthy, worthy. Take my place. That you would bear my cross. You laid down your life. That I would be set free. Oh, Jesus, I sing for all that you've done for me.
What a beautiful name it is, the name of
bulletin. We have so many people on our prayer list that really greatly need your prayers. Some are heading out of state toward treatment, possible surgery. Others are awaiting test results, nervous and anxious. And others are near their last days and in hospice. And others are just concerned with the issues in life. So I know that you, each of you, have people in which need our prayers. But please lift up these family members of Asbury Church as well. Let us go to God in prayer. Most loving God, it is a wonderful thing that we can come to you in prayer, knowing that you hear our prayers, knowing that you feel our hearts, knowing that you are in our mind, and you absorb it all because you're God, almighty and powerful and wonderful. So God, in this moment of worship, we pray that you will accept this act of worship, and that it will be pleasing unto you that we've taken all thoughts of other things in our lives and set them aside to focus on you. For this is what you desire. This is Sabbath. No, God, as we come today and we remember these who are hurting, these who are anxious, these who are troubled, these who are in need, we give you thanks for what you are already doing because you answer prayers. You answer our prayers and the prayers of all. And forgive us when we give up on you, God. Forgive us when we are impatient, intolerant. Forgive us. Forgive us of all our sins. And we thank you for Jesus Christ, who washes us free of our sin through his love and grace. As we prepare to enter the Lenten season with Ash Wednesday, help us to use these 7 weeks as time to reevaluate what's important to us in life and just how we are engaged with you each day. Fortify us, strengthen us, enlighten us. Be with our country. Be with our leaders. Be in their minds and in their hearts. We pray this prayer in the name of the one who is all righteous, all knowing, Jesus Christ, our Savior, who taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. As we prepare to offer God his tithes and our offerings, I'm so thankful for the church and its many ministries that are going on constantly, our food ministry, how it's growing, and so let us pray. Most gracious God, it is again a privilege to give to you. We are so grateful for the bounty you pour out upon our lives every day and a multitude of blessings. Now as we offer these gifts, use them for your kingdom and your glory. In Jesus' name, amen.
The sun cannot compare to the glory of your love. There is no shadow in your presence. No mortal man would stand before the throne, before the Holy One of Heaven.
Dear Heavenly Father, we do. We bring you an offering of worship. And for so many of us, that's hard because there's so much weighing us down in this world. But dear Heavenly Father, we lay it before you today. We know that you are capable, that you are loving, and that you are faithful. And we thank you for that. The Israelites were freed from Egypt so that they could go worship their God. Freedom allows us to worship. It's why we were made. And we are so grateful for the freedom to do that this morning and every day. It's in the name of Jesus that we pray and praise. Amen.
Won't you follow along with me this morning as we look at the Word of God, taken from the New Testament, one of Paul's letters, this one to the church at Corinth, the 12th chapter, verses 4 and 6. Feel free to speak the Word of God out loud as you hear the body of Christ saying it together. Now there are varieties of gifts, but the same Spirit. And there are varieties of service, but the same Lord. And there are varieties of working, but it is the same God who inspires them all and everyone. The Word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. So I will try to change up this message just a little bit because this poor little scout troop has heard it already. But I am going to start it off the same. So in 1984, any of those of you who were around in this world then, there was a movie that was very popular. It was called Karate Kid. And you can always count that if there's a movie that's very popular, there's going to be Karate Kid 1, Karate Kid 2, Karate Kid 3. And, of course, we always say they were never as good as the first one. So it starred Ralph Macchio as Daniel, or Danielson, and then Pat Morita as Miyagi. And there's always got to be a love interest in the show, don't you know? And so there was the gal named Allie that he was crazy about, and he got up the nerve to ask her for her first date. And so he did, and she and her family lived in a wealthier area of the area than they did. And so here they are driving up in kind of a dilapidated station wagon. And Daniel's not, you know, of age to drive, so his mother is there, which so he's already embarrassed. And they get there, and he looks at the house and kind of takes it in like, okay, this is a mansion. And he walks up the steps and knocks on the door, and she comes out along with her parents. And so she's all excited about this date and such, and her parents are very cordial and to him and ask a couple of preliminary questions, just who is our daughter going out with. And so then they come down to the car. Of course, you know, by this time the mother had turned off the engine and put the car in park, but as she sees him coming down the stairs, she begins to start the engine, and it won't start. Well, he's totally embarrassed, Daniel is, and so she waves up to the parents who had this look of concern like, oh, my. And she goes, no problem, no problem. This is going to be all good. And so she yells out to Allie, the young girl. She goes, know how to drive a stick? Yeah. Get behind the wheel. Okay. And so she says, when I say go, pop the clutch. And there's mom and son pushing the car. And she goes, go. And she pops the clutch. And it gently begins to roll, and the mom runs and gets right where Allie was at the front wheel. Allie scoots over, Daniel's still going like this, and off on the date they go. Now you think to themselves, well, if they had a little bit more money, maybe they would have gone to a mechanic, and maybe the mechanic might have let them know that it was just a minor problem, just a loose connection somewhere. The power was always there, but the car was not connected properly. I think that'll preach on this Scouting Sunday. We have the power available to us, but we sometimes are not connected in our spiritual journey properly. Whether you're a scout, a leader, a parent, a worker, an executive, a student, Doesn't matter. The power is available to each and every one who believes in Jesus Christ. And this power is so powerful that it has to go in three extensions or three circuits. The Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. I look around us today, and I was sharing in the first service, just look around. I mean, we're so diverse. We're male and female. We're young and older, and there's different ethnicities here, and there's different faiths probably here and denominations, and there may be different socioeconomic. I mean, there's just such diversity, and it's only God that blesses us with unity in diversity. This body of Christ, I look around, I see so many gifts. Some are artistic, some are musical. Some are analytical. Some have the patience of Job, and then some. Some have the kindness of Mother Teresa. I mean, I see all of these gifts here, and it's so wonderful. God has left no one, without gifts in which to make this world a better place. Amen. And it's all based on the power source, the Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. We're all given a life to live. I mean, at some point, that's not a new thought. At some point, you're thinking, okay, God, for some reason, you gave me this life. You brought me into this world. All of us have that thought at some point. And we're thankful we've been given this life. But at some point, it's going to be very crucial to understand that the meaning of life is to discover your gift, while the purpose of life is to give it away, to share your gifts. And that's what this scouting is all about. That's what this Christian faith is all about. I've watched this church fill up over these last 6 years that I've been pastor here. And I've seen them fill up. And it's been wonderful on Tuesday evenings. There's just little scouts everywhere. Love it. Love it. And it's wonderful to see the leaders working together and the scouts working together. And it's great to come into the Wilson Activity Center, this space, and see crowds of people with the parents and the grandparents and siblings watching the Pinewood Derby or the Court of Honor or the Blue Gold Banquet. It's wonderful. It's wonderful. And I have to lift up the fact that the scouts need to feel the support of us, as we certainly feel their support in ministry. I mean, Tony Hilliard alone has bought boxes and boxes and boxes of popcorn. And at last count, he's bought boxes and boxes and boxes of Girl Scout cookies. Sarah Banyan said it's 30. Wow. But I'm so excited that here in Asbury, we have members of the church that have had a calling to be a part of leading the scout ministry. People like Chi Dolan. Please add her to your prayers. Chi suffered a stroke. She's mighty young to have done that. And she's in recuperation mode and rehabilitation mode for several weeks now ahead of her. And in visiting her in the hospital, tears ran down her eyes. In texting her last night to say, we'll try to get you here if you feel like you're up to it. Please know her heart is here today, even though if her body is not. She loves and lives for scouting ministry, and I know that she has been such a great part and is such a great part of who we are in our ministry of scouting at Asbury. Jim Britt, great leader. Kind of disappointed he didn't do for y'all what he did at 8:30. He sang for us. And I guess the reason he didn't do it is we may or may not be singing the Vespers at the end of the thing. But I think our music minister has recruited him for the choir. But no, Jim's a great leader, and this has all come together through Jim's leadership. And then a few years ago, a lovely couple joined our church named Sarah and Thomas O'Banion, and they had a young gal named Aubrey, and they noticed a need for a Girl Scout troop. And so they put one together, and we have Girl Scouts, Brand Scouts. We have that because of them answering the call to a ministry and to a need of the church. And so I'm very thankful for these members. I'm very thankful for these members. And then all of the leaders that we have as well that are not members of the church but give so much of themselves. And I'd call them out by name, but sure enough, I'd either call the wrong name or not enough names. So please know that you are indeed appreciated. Paul, as we know, wrote lots of letters, but there was one letter he wrote to the Christians in Rome. In Romans 15:13, he said that he prayed the believers would have in their hearts an overflowing with hope through the power of the Holy Spirit. This scouting program, these scouts, these young people are our hope in a world that does not feel very hopeful at times. We turn on the TV, we become immediately disillusioned. We read the paper or we read the latest news on the internet, and our hearts just sink. But these folks are going to make it better. Amen? These folks are not only our future, they're our bright future, they're our strong future, they're our wise future, because they are being developed in Christian values and leadership. Paul also basically wrote the same kind of prayer to the Christians at Ephesus. I pray that out of his glorious riches he may strengthen you with power through his Spirit in your inner being. And then to his protege Timothy, he said these words: you were not called to a spirit of timidity or shyness. You were called to a spirit of boldness through the Holy Spirit. God has given us this power through the Holy Spirit who lives in each and every one of us who believes in Jesus Christ, our Redeemer. This is such a great promise. Hear what John says in 1 John 4:4. Greater is he, the Lord, that is in me than he, Satan, that is out in this world. Greater are you, God. Greater are you, Jesus. And greater are you, Holy Spirit, dwelling in my heart. You know, kind of like that movie. If we're not calling upon the power that's available to us, then we're enacting a spiritual journey, a spiritual life that's got a loose connection somewhere. Where is your loose connection? Are you not in the Word every day? Are you not even reading a devotional that has a scripture? Where is your loose connection? Are you not reaching out to someone who needs the love of Jesus Christ? Where is your connection? Are you shy? Are you not speaking to someone that you don't know? Where is your loose connection? You've got one, I've got one, and we need to shore it up. It's like a rope, really. Scouts know about ropes. The rope is three strands, right? It makes a cord. You have to learn to tie these different knots that have different purposes. My husband Tony's an Eagle Scout. He's used those knots that he learned in scouting, whether it's to help hoist a sail or more often to tie canoes to where they will not budge atop of that SUV. You know, the Holy Spirit's like that rope. Tugs at you. Sometimes we Methodists are accused of not talking about the Holy Spirit. It's a little scary, don't know what it's about, don't know what it feels like, don't want to know, not sure if we've experienced it. If we have, it's been a little bit scary, just don't understand it. So We don't talk about it a whole lot. Oh, except in the creed, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. Why is that? The Holy Spirit is real and available for each and every one of us, and if we're not aware, if we're not reaching out for it, we're going to miss it and all of its power. You feel that nudge to do something good and helpful? You think that's your conscience talking to you? More like the Holy Spirit if you're a believer in Jesus Christ. Somebody comes to you and they're hurt, they're troubled, they need an answer. You say a little prayer, hopefully, not only with them but for them and for yourself, that you will have something of which to offer that will ease their pain or give them some insight. Did suddenly you grow a wise brain to do that? That was the Holy Spirit that gave you what to say. Had a phone call this week. A person in our congregation scared to death over some doctor's news. I know that feeling. I've been there. Many of you have too. You wonder how to ease their fear. You wonder what wise thing to say. You wonder what powerful thing you can do. And you know you're inadequate to do it on your own. So you pray, "Dear, good, and faithful Lord, tell me what to say and what to do, and the Lord will not fail you." And at the end of that conversation, I could feel the Holy Spirit had calmed that person and had given that person some strength and some courage and some hope even before the conversation. Did I do that? No. Always, always give God the glory and credit. Ecclesiastes, as we think about the rope, King Solomon attributed to saying these words in the 4th chapter, 12th verse. "Two are better than one because they have a good return for their work. If one falls down, his friend can help him up. But pity the man who falls down and has no one to help him up. Though one may be overpowered, two can defend themselves. A cord of three strands is not easily broken." Isn't it interesting in the Bible? You can read incident after incident after incident where things come in threes. Peter denies Christ three times. The risen Christ forgives Peter three times. Tend the lambs. Feed the sheep. Tend the sheep. "Do you love me?" And those were his responses to him. "Then do these things." For he was told to do these things because Jesus was letting him know he loved and trusted him to do those things. He was forgiven. And then, of course, in 3 days, Jesus conquered death to be alive forevermore, to offer us the comforting Holy Spirit to live within us and direct us. So whether we serve in ministry or in scouting, my friends, we do so by the Spirit. 14th chapter, 16th verse, John says, "But you know him. You know him, for he lives in you." Jesus shared this truth. "The world cannot accept the Spirit because it neither sees him nor knows him. But you know him, for he lives with you and he lives within you." I find that very comforting. That this life, this body, your life, your body, is not all there is. No. But that when the body is gone, The life has been lived. The Spirit lives on. The wonderful Spirit given to us by our Creator. So I'm very thankful for a loving God who decided to relate to us in three ways that one way wasn't good enough. But God in His wisdom knew that we would need not only a Creator who creates us and loves us, but that we would need the Son, Jesus Christ, that would be God coming in the flesh to this world to redeem us and save us. And that we would need the Holy Spirit to guide us and direct us. So we're blessed. It comes in threes. Sometimes in scouting, I look at scoutmasters and I see three definitive roles. I see them first as mentors to these young people. Living lifestyles that are honorable. Teaching values so they are a teacher. And then being a friend, pure and simple, someone that can be trusted. So I see what the leaders are giving of themselves to our scouts. Many things come in threes. So today, let us celebrate the scout who is Christian, community servant, and one who is obedient to the law. And whether we're a scout or we're not, the principles are the same as Christians. Obedient, serving, loving, and caring as a Christian. So, what do we do now? We've been together as a scouting community and as a body of Christ known as Asbury United Methodist Church. What do we do with this? I think as always we go out into this world bearing the name of Christ as we dare call ourselves Christians and demonstrating our Christian faith, witnessing community service in some way or form or fashion, and to be obedient to the law of Christ. Oh God, in your wisdom, through your Holy Spirit, and by example of your Son, Jesus Christ, may we do that. Amen. Let us join together in prayer as our celebration team comes forward. Most loving and gracious Father, we are so grateful to be in this moment of worship, to remember that you have a powerful and Holy Spirit available to each and every one of us. And we pray that that Spirit will show us where we might have some loose connection. And we pray that, O God, our Father, and O God, the Son, and O God, the Holy Spirit, will fortify us to be able to be obedient to the law, to live a Christ-like faith and life, and to love serving our community and one another. Oh God, you are so faithful, and we thank you for Jesus and your Holy Spirit. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. I would invite the congregation to stand and sing our closing song, which our celebration singers and band are going to lead us in. If there are those here today who would like to unite with this church in any of the ways we receive members, with your profession of faith, your transfer of your membership, we invite you to do that. Or if you'd like to come forward and to pray, please feel free to do so.
Splendor of a king, clothed in majesty, let all the earth rejoice, all the earth rejoice. He wraps himself in light, and darkness tries to trembles at his voice, trembles at his voice. How great!
Experience today. As we go out these doors, may the God of love, the Jesus Christ, the Son of our God, who gives us all grace and power, and the fellowship and communion of the Holy Spirit be with you now and forevermore. Amen.
This is